7 sailboats vie for position at the start line. Then things begin to slow down. Hours are spent watching the water.
Let's see, it looks like there's some decent wind around that island, right? Like closer to the island?
Closer to the island.
Wow, it's going to be pea soup in there.
Watching the other boats.
You look around always, you're asking your wife, like, where's that boat? I just saw him behind me and he's on different tack.
And then you start second guessing what you're doing because, that boat over there, look at, they tacked and they're going way over there and maybe we should go over there, but I think the wind's better over here.
And when the wind is right, okay. Tacking.
Yep, let's do it. All right, helm's loose.
Brian Lieb is skipper of Haiku, a 33-foot Yamaha sailboat.
Sailing, it's entertaining to me. The natural world make you go somewhere, and you're not burning fossil fuel, you're not going 30, you're not sort of bucking the world, you're trying to figure out how to make the world work for you.
Lieb is one of the founders of Southeast Alaska Sailing Club. He doesn't think it's possible to master sailing.
It's a game, right, because we're racing, but there's all this like physics aspect to it, so it's the most complicated sport as far as like the field you're on. It changes all the time. I can't imagine basketball or football on a field that all of a sudden just tilted.
For the crew of Haiku, part of the fun of sailing is the competition. Here's Ruth Kostick.
When we started the race, our goal was to not just do whatever Surprise did. We were not going to lose Surprise.
Lieb says that's because the Haiku and Surprise split the Memorial Day regatta.
Of the three races, they won two and we won one. And to me, that's not acceptable, right? And so the races that they won, they had diverged from our course and they got into different air and different conditions than we were in. And my goal on the race yesterday was to camp on them.
Not every sailboat can be in front.
I'm usually near the bottom of the pack in past years, but this year we've been doing really well.
Joel Osborne is skipper of Optiminium, a 28-foot Islander sailboat.
This is the first year I've had really a gung-ho crew.
And a good crew, he says.
Somebody who's willing to get out in the rain and the wind, who's willing to deal with the weather. And beyond that, someone who's willing to learn how to sail. Someone who's got to be eagerly interested in learning how to do it right. You can't just come out here every time and be willing to work. You have to be willing to think, too.
Not every sailboat has a crew. Nikolai Barkov is skipper of Cetus. It took him nearly 10 hours, but he finished his first club race almost single-handedly. With his wife Kelly and their one-year-old daughter on board, Barkov couldn't decide whether to finish the race or turn on the motor.
Probably every 30 minutes I thought, okay, maybe it's the time. And then the kind of wind maybe dies down a little bit and I kind of catch that groove. I'm like, okay, actually maybe we can do this on this tack. And then of course the wind picks up again and it starts hailing you again. Like, oh, maybe I should turn the motor on. And
when the baby got sick, he thought it was time to fire it up.
She had to throw up actually, and all of a sudden she got better. So I thought maybe we'll finish, and we did.
Back on 11. The Surprise.
It's good.
Like, who's going to beat us, Daddy?
Whatever, dude.
Eli Krupe wasn't quite correct. For the last race of the season, Haiku didn't beat Surprise. None of the sailboats finished that day. The wind didn't cooperate. But Haiku did win the season overall and will reclaim the Seas Cup back from Surprise. Racing for the season may be over, but Get Out the Boat Wednesdays are still taking place until the end of the month. Juno sailors, new and experienced, are encouraged to get out the boat for a couple of hours after work on Wednesday and sail. In Juno, I'm Lisa Fu.